coming up is the Ketchikan Theater Ballet Spring Gala Masterpieces. And here to tell us more about that, members of the troupe, and also we have Oliver Schock, who is an instructor and choreographer.
And directing and producing the Spring Gala. Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
I am here today with three of our seniors. We have 9 graduating this year. So it's a big, big year for seniors. We've got Avery Olson, Elsie Heinel, and Kay Fazakerly. We had our last day of classes yesterday. We've got picture days coming up today and tomorrow. And then our shows are next weekend. And we're super excited to be getting into the theater on Saturday and really get to, like, hone in on the presentation of all the work that the girls have been doing this year. It's really going to be an amazing, beautiful show, a great mixed bill. We've got everything from classical ballet, contemporary ballet, and tap, jazz, a little bit of modern. So a little bit different, I think, than what's been going on before. And this kind of is the 10th year that my 10-year anniversary of coming up to Ketchikan the first time in high school. So this kind of like marks a nice milestone for me as well. And it's been really great to get my hands on this show. I wanted to present something to the community that was more than just a school recital. Something that even if you didn't have your child in Ketchikan Theater Ballet, you could come and enjoy the show as like a real dance performance and not just a recital of class to class. So that's kind of my spin on this year's Spring Gala. And like you said, our theme and variation this year is masterpieces. So all the pieces have been inspired by a masterpiece, be it visual art, music, some kind of historic event. It's going to be really fun and beautiful and a lot of different things happening for sure.
And you said it's different than the normal recital.
Yes.
How is it different in a sense?
Well, so we've got our senior company, and they are our interdisciplinary dancers. So that means they do not only just ballet, but jazz and also sometimes tap as well. So these girls are there 5 to 6 days a week, almost 3 hours a day. And that kind of comes with an extra responsibility, just having to be there so much. And so I really wanted to treat them as a company and not just as like a ballet 9 and a jazz 6. So what I did to end the first act, I have created a 15 to 20 minute ballet on Vivaldi's Four Seasons. That was my masterpiece inspiration. And so usually I feel like it goes kind of 3 to 5 minutes each class gets to present on stage. But this year I wanted to do a bigger chunk in the show to feature our senior company. And so we're doing like a mini ballet full on 20 minutes.
Did you integrate styles in any of the numbers? Say
you
have
totally.
A mix of tap and jazz and ballet or something?
No.
No, okay.
But I said totally because the 20-minute Vivaldi piece is contemporary ballet, which is what I have done most of my professional career. So that to me is kind of combining classical ballet technique, modern style of movement, and harmonizing those two together to create something that is very unique. It's very technically strong, but there's a lot of exploration happening in the movement itself that kind of is different than just a normal ballet classical piece.
Okay. All right. And so that's one of many pieces about
yes.
how many did you say there were?
It's going to be about an hour and a half to a 2-hour show, including intermission. There are 5 pieces in the first act, and I think we've got about 6 pieces in the second act, and then we've got our senior solos of our graduating senior company, and there are 6 of them from senior company graduating, so they all getting to do a little solo about a minute long each to finish the show. And we do have seniors that are not in senior company, but are doing very well in the other disciplines in tap and jazz. So we will also be featuring them respectfully in their classes.
Okay. All right. So let's, I guess, meet each of you. And maybe you could start off again, introduce yourself and be close to your microphone, pull it toward you there. Tell me what kind of your experiences have been in this company.
Yeah, I'm Avery Olson, and I've been doing dance since, I don't know how old I was, for about 14 years. So, yeah, I'm graduating this year, and it's weird that it's finally the last year. But, yeah, this year is definitely different because we've been through so much and so many different, instructors and stuff. But I think finally where we are now is pretty good. It's a good way to end it off. Thanks, Oliver.
My pleasure.
It's a little bit different in Spring Gala because we've got a lot going on, and especially not with junior company, which is the step below senior company. We don't have that this year just because of how things worked out. So I think senior company is putting in a lot of extra work, which is totally fine. It's just we have a lot to do, but we made it.
Yeah, we're so excited about the amount of work that we're getting to present on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what are your plans after you graduate?
Yeah, after I graduate, I actually got accepted to Michael Vincent Academy, which is in L.A., and it's beauty artistry, but not like salon work, but, you know, in a shortened version. That'll be really cool, and I'm going down in July, so starting really early, which will be really weird and so different from Ketchikan, but I think I can do it. It's going to be a really big change.
Do you plan to continue dance?
I hope so, but I think with my schedule right now, like, there's no time, but it seems so weird to, you know, not dance at all. So I'm going to hopefully try and find somewhere, some place to, you know, go and just maybe and take like one class a week, because I think that would be more normal for me than just completely stopping. Like dance is my life right now. Like it has been for the past 14 years. So like, I can't not.
And speaking about this performance, is there anything maybe that stands out to you? Not necessarily every piece you're in, but just something in particular that you really are enjoying working on?
Everything altogether is pretty special, but I think even just as the last performance itself is like really, it really, I don't know what the word is. It really like just, it's special and what's the word? It really, what am I trying to think of? It's means something.
I was going to say culminating, but that's not what you're saying, I think.
What were we saying yesterday? It really hit me yesterday that this is it.
This is it, yeah.
And, like, the senior solo, Jess Berto choreographed it. She's not in the studio right now. I mean, she is. She's always there.
She's here in spirit.
Yeah, she's here.
She had her baby, like, four weeks ago.
Yeah, so she choreographed a bunch of senior solos, and she's in and out. And so I think it's really special that she did my senior solo, and I really like that. And that's the last dance I'll ever do.
Okay, great. Well, good luck to you. And Elsie, is that right? Elsie, I potted the mic down. We're sharing microphones here. Okay, Heinel?
Elsie Heinel.
Fabulous. So, Elsie, tell us about your experiences with Ketchikan Theater Ballet and now being a senior.
I've been doing KTB since I was, like, 5, so basically 12 years. It's pretty weird, like Avery was saying, that it's like this is our last show. But I'm really glad that we had Oliver to do our last show. Like, this year has been really rough. We've had 3 different teachers this year, and I feel like in spite of that, I've gotten a lot better at dance, and everyone has. I'm really proud of everyone.
Possibly having to work a little harder, work more as a team, in a sense.
Yeah, yeah. So
you always work as a team. I can't say not.
Totally, and that's been like, there has been a lot of transitions at Ketchikan Theater Ballet, as probably the community has heard and has probably witnessed if you've come to our shows over the last couple of years. So I've been up here as a guest artist kind of once a year. Last year I came for Spring Gala, the year before I came for Nutcracker, and the year before for Nutcracker again. So this is the first time I've got to stay for a big chunk and like really get my hands on teaching and bringing up the students to this new level. And yeah, that has been so rewarding to be able to do that and feel included in this tight-knit community that is the students of Ketchikan Theater Ballet. And like, I'm honored to be able to be present in their lives at this time. And it's a really beautiful thing, and I'm going to be forever grateful that we've got to kind of combine and collaborate together as these seniors in high school and myself, 27 now. You know, it's a nice culmination of spirits and talents all coming together.
Okay, and Elsie, what are your plans?
I'm going to go to Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, and I think I'm going to be in the pre-pharmacy program, so I plan on becoming a pharmacist.
Okay. So everybody's going far away from dance, or not, or at least a bit.
Yeah, I'm going to continue dancing there, though.
Arts so. And science.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. They go together. And Kay, for Zachary?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, my name's Kay Fazakerly. I've been dancing for 9 years, doing jazz, tap, and ballet. So I haven't been dancing as much as everybody or most people in senior company have, but I still feel very connected with everyone. And
9 years is enough time.
Yeah. And I don't know. Yeah, it's totally bittersweet because I'm excited to, like, move on with life and, you know, start adulting. But I'm also going to be really sad to, like, stop dancing. Well, not stop dancing, but with KTB and all of the wonderful women that are there, because, like, you are a family. And, like, I feel like we're all pretty connected and stuff. So it's going to be kind of sad, but, you know.
And is there any particular piece okay. in this show that you're excited to do?
Well, I'm excited for, well, my senior solo, because it's kind of like saying goodbye to everyone. But I really like the Jazz Sixes piece, because it's totally different from anything we've done, really. And it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was inspired by Prince and Madonna and Voguing. And there's definitely some Horton aspects, which is like a modern class that we've been taking. The costumes are like straight up Prince Purple Rain. And they've got ruffles and they're doing all this voguing. And, you know, it's pretty amazing. It's fun. And the song is fun, too, if I yeah. may.
Okay. And if you can tell us again when and where this event is.
Yes. So it's next weekend, the Friday and Saturday at K High. Our evening shows are featuring our upper level students, including Senior Company, the show that we've been talking about this whole time. And that's at 7:30 Friday and Saturday night. And then on Saturday during the day, we have a matinee at 2:00 featuring our youngest dancers. And that's kind of pre ballet all the way up to about jazz one, jazz two. So that's going to be a really nice mix bill as well. That's a show in one act, more of a recital. The evening show is more of a show, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
We'll look forward to learning more about the show and
yes,
seeing it.
And we'll
come
look forward to
week.
Seeing you there.
And that is at the K-High Auditorium.
It is.
And tickets are available through
Ketchikan.dance or at the door. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.